Football expert, commissioner, and team owner Jennifer Smoke. Have you recovered yet emotionally from the loss on Monday night?
Dad, I really haven't yet. It still makes me sick to my stomach to even talk or think about it.
So you lost because of the bad calls, correct?
Basically, but I'm not going to be a poor sport and say that, but yes, basically, because I lost by 0.3 points. Let me say that again, 0.3 points. Do you know how devastating that is? Once again, it's come down to the Monday night game, the very last, the very end of the game. I don't know why this keeps happening to me, but I can't handle it anymore because it was all whenever they did that. They said the illegal hands to the face by Flowers, which wasn't even true. And so that allowed Rodgers and them to continue to go down the field when really if they would have stopped them then, I wouldn't have lost because I had carry on and they would have, you know, Detroit would have just kept running it to run the clock out. So it's very upsetting. It's definitely upsetting.
Well, at least you're handling this better than your alma mater.
Dad, stop. We're not getting into your war with Texas Tech people right now. God, how embarrassing.
By the way, listen, if you have a question for Jennifer,
yes,
254-662-1660 on the Bush's Chicken text line, we will ask her. So if you have a fantasy football lineup question, she's ready to answer those.
She's playing. She's 3-3 in the year. She is. She's been teetering on the edge of falling under the water, and then she had the miracle win, and then she had the gut wrenching, just rip it out of your heart loss against Mare Bear this last weekend.
Adam and Hewitt, whose cool vote yesterday was for Andrew Baker, so I don't know how much I like this guy, but as a Lions fan, he says he feels for Jennifer.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, thank you.
All right, So you released Patrick Mahomes yet? He's not doing what a number one overall pick should do the last couple of weeks. He's gotten full of himself. I don't know. His ankle's broken.
No.
Something's going on there with him.
He is not full of himself. He is just, I mean, he's just struggling with, I don't know. I don't feel like Kansas City's offensive line has been playing that great for him, but we'll see him. Anytime that him and Kelce aren't connecting, it's never good for them. And that's what happened last week. And I just feel like it's kind of been about 2 or 3 weeks in a row, right? Like lately that he hasn't just been outstanding, but you can't expect that. I mean, the fact that he was even doing that every week before is already amazing. It's not like he's been a super disappointment the last few weeks, but you know, a couple more points for him than I could have won last week. So I don't know, but
so
I'm definitely not benching him.
What's your matchup this week?
Okay, this week I'm playing Tamara, and she has Dak Prescott, Leonard Fournette, Mark Ingram, Julio Jones, Eckler, Washington's defense, which good luck with that, and Matt Bryant, but I think she has two people in her lineup right now that have a bye week, so she hasn't made adjustments yet. Hopefully she doesn't hear me saying this and she'll leave these people in there, but it's Mike Evans and O.J. Howard, so thankfully they are not playing this week, but I don't see her leaving Washington's defense, and she just had them last week because they were playing Miami.
So, don't you think, as a friend of hers, that you should probably let her know that there's some players that are not playing this week?
Nope, not when she's playing me, Dad. No. That's not my job as commissioner to let people know that. And she's
that's
not
actually specifically your job as commissioner.
Here's the thing: none of her people are playing tonight.
Yeah, so she's just laying in wait, trying to mess with your mind. With what she's going to do.
Probably, yeah, because what's going to happen is that projection's going to change any minute now. But we'll see. I don't know who she has that she's going to put in place of them. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if she's going to pick some people up, or there are some people on her bench that she could put in. She's got David Johnson on her bench right now. So I'm sure she still needs to make some adjustments. I mean,
she should do that anyway. That's a for sure.
Stop. We're trying to help her get back above 500. So we want to keep the segment going.
Yeah, she can't. I forgot about the rule that you.
Yeah. All right, so who among your team? I mean, because you really have a really good team.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now you say that. That's the first time you've said that in the last, what, 7 weeks or 6 weeks? You really believe that?
I just feel we obviously know that Persia has an incredible team, the record-breaking numbers, and then obviously Brittany and her running backs. And we know that that's kind of carried her, even though you stunned her, or somebody did, with that late Monday night loss. So on your team, everyone seems to be performing well. You've even gotten points out of Mixon, which is kind of shocking. But Lindsay tonight, Paul, she has Lindsay tonight for
last week. I told you, he's staying on the bench.
Joe Mixon's on the bench. Okay,
I did not play him last week. He got 5 points last week. That's embarrassing. Like, I can't. I don't talk about him anymore. I don't even know who that is.
Okay, so Rita, Lindsay, Kerryon Johnson.
She can play three of them, right?
For right now, yeah. But right now, I don't have Rita in my lineup. Right now, I am looking because. See, another thing that hurt me last week is, you know, Devontae Adams is still not healthy. I still don't even know what his – right now he's still listed as questionable. So I didn't have him last week, and I also had – T.Y. Hilton was on his bye week. So last week I had to play three running backs, which, you know, isn't super beneficial in my case. But I still need to kind of decide some things. I have Devontae in right now in case he plays. I've got Hilton in. I've got – Lockett, but I have to wait and see what happens. No, actually, I don't have Lockett in. I have Thielen in. And I did, you know, Hunter Henry, I picked up, because Greg Olsen has not been doing good for me as a tight end, and I picked up Hunter Henry, and Hunter Henry had a great week last week, so I'm hoping he has another good week this week. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I've got Kerryon and Philip Lindsay in right now, and then Adams, Hilton, and Thielen. And San Francisco's defense, which should be great against Washington this week. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You might get 15 points out of that.
A little dig into that right there. That might, just the fact you're playing the Redskins defense right there might be an automatic win. I mean, she's kind of done a good job, Paul. Yeah. I mean, as a general manager.
I think she's done a good job.
She overcame the draft problem with running backs. But other than that, I mean, she does have Mahomes. And he's due to have one of those.
Yeah.
You hope he explodes.
Yeah. I think so tonight, Thursday night.
You think the ankle, and then she mentions that the lack of a running game, she's broken that down for us and analyzed the Chiefs' problems on offense.
Well, I mean, Damian Williams is just a guy.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have Kareem Hunt. So.
All right. So
I wouldn't be surprised to see Kenyon Drake wind up there.
How deep into the night?
I'm worried about Mahomes' ankle, because what I love about Mahomes is he's not a little baby. He's not going to go out the game. He still was trying to play even after he kind of tweaked it the other week. But Mahomes is one of those guys that he's going to play with a broken leg. I mean, and he'll still probably win him the game. I'm not worried about him. I think he's due to do something big tonight.
Okay. I do have one last question before we let you go. How is Daniel taking the stress of this fantasy football league?
Well, that's really a question for the whole family, because why does this keep coming down? Like, seriously, it keeps coming down, and it comes down to every Monday night game, and it's not even, you know, I'll go into it thinking, okay, there's no way I'm going to win. She has Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Aaron Jones. And then all game, they really aren't doing that great. And then all of a sudden at the end, one last throw. It's just, I can't, it's like my heart palpitations lately are just out of control. Like, I can't deal with this. But we just keep being shocked week to week, because we just can't believe that I keep ending up in this position where it's just coming down to the last drive of the game. But he's handling it well, but I can't say so for me and the family.
No, it's gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought she had lost. I turned off my phone, which I should do anyway. And then she wins against that miracle Monday night with Mayfield melted down. And then last week I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's going to steal this, and then hands to the face. But I've spent all day. I've been spent all week telling her alma mater to pipe down and get ready for your next opponent. So she has to get over it. She just has to gut it up, move on, and beat who the hell are you playing this week?
I'm playing Tamara this week.
I've never heard of her. I don't know who that
I know you don't know her. She is my, like, one of my best friends, Taylor, that's her sister. So
okay. So she's an infiltrator. Yeah. She infiltrated. Okay, so I don't know Tamara. Go beat her up. Go take care of it. Okay. You've got to get. You know what? You need to have a talk with some of your players. Just don't contact them directly. That would be weird and awkward. But please.
People do all the time, though.
I know. It's crazy on social media. We need you to win. We want this segment to continue. There might be a district executive committee meeting if you fall this weekend on whether we continue or not. But good luck.
Mahomes does great tonight, and that carry on does great, too. That's what I need to happen. I need both of them to have a really great game.
Okay. You're talking about Lindsay, not carry on. Lindsay with those
no.
two.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Lindsay,
okay.
Lindsay, not Carrie.
All right. Love you, Jennifer. Please drive home safely.
Yeah.